Story and a song, story and a song, words and music, they belong. Story and a song, story and a song, hope that you will sing along.
Kia ora, I'm Tanya Badd.
And I'm Peter Forster.
And we'd like to welcome you to A Story and a Song, a storytelling podcast for children from the Bat Cave.
A story?
Yes, of course we can have a story. It's what we do in the Bat Cave. So I thought we'd have a story about two children who went to the beach.
Ooh, what did they do?
Well, what sort of things do people do when they go to the beach?
They get sunburned because they don't have wool.
Yeah, right. You probably don't get sunburned, Bat Lamb, but these children look pretty smart. They probably wear hats and find a nice shady spot to sit. When they're not building sandcastles.
Oh, I love sandcastles.
Who likes building sandcastles?
Me.
Yeah. And what else? Who likes collecting shells? That's a fun thing to do at the beach, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes you see dolphins.
Yes, especially here on Waiheke, sometimes you do see dolphins. Yes, look, there's some people who've seen some dolphins swimming down. I saw some in Palm Beach not such a long time ago.
Oh, that must be exciting.
Yeah. Well, in this story, two children meet a mermaid.
A mermaid? What's a mermaid?
Oh, a mermaid is a creature that is half a fish and half a woman.
Which half's which?
Well, the bottom half's a fish. She has like a fish tail. And the top half is like a woman. Like she has a person head and person arms.
Oh, a mermaid. Wow. Do you think there might be sheep mates?
What, people who are half sheep and half human?
Why not?
Maybe. But anyway, not in this story. It's a mermaid in the story, Bat Lamb.
Okay.
So you're going to get yourself comfy?
All right, because I'm curious. I've never met a mermaid.
Neither had the children in this story. All right. Well, who wants to be in this story today? Oh, okay. I think we have, it's Maya, isn't it? Is that right, Maya? Maya wants to be in the story. And who else wants to be in the story?
Jude.
Jude. Okay, so this story is about Maya and Jude. Yes, give a big wave, Maya and Jude. Hey! All right. You'll have to pretend that you know each other in this story. Sometimes you make things up in stories. Once upon a time, there were two friends. They were called Maya and Jude. And they were down on Palm Beach on Waiheke Island playing. They were digging sandcastles. They were chasing seagulls. They were splashing in the rock pools and finding shells and sticking their fingers in sea anemones, all those fun things you do when you're at the beach. When all of a sudden, Maya said, Jude, look, can you see what I can see? And pointed down towards the rocks. Jude stopped what he was doing and he looked towards the rocks and he said, what? What can you see? I can't see anything. It's just rocks. No. Look, down at that big rock right on the edge of the ocean. There's a mermaid sitting on the rock. Can you see her? And Jude looked again and, oh, sure enough. There was a mermaid with long flowing hair and a big sparkly fish tail. But she didn't see the children because she was too busy counting her treasure. Oh, who likes treasure? Oh, there's a few people who like treasure. Lena and Gregor have already got lots of treasure. And Jude got really excited and he said, oh, Maya, look, that mermaid's got treasure. Do you think she might give us some?
I don't know, said Maya. I do know that you have to be very quiet, though, because if you make lots of noise, you scare mermaids away. And then they will just dive into the ocean and you'll never see them again. Can you be really quiet, Jude?
Yeah, said Jude. My friends call me Super Quiet Jude!
Oh, that was not very quiet, said Maya.
Yeah, I was just kidding, said Jude. I can actually be really quiet, like a mouse in a house. You watch.
And the two of them, they got up on their tiptoes. Can you make tiptoe fingers like this? And they started to sneak along the beach. They went tiptoe, tip-tip-toe, tip-toe, tip-tip-toe, tip-toe, tip-tip-toe, tip-toe, tip-tip-toe.
Whoa, look at that! Is that a pirate ship out there? Said Jude, pointing out to the ocean.
What? Said Maya. That's not a pirate ship.
Shh, Jude. You're making so much noise, you're going to scare the mermaid and she's going to swim away.
Oh, yeah, said Jude. That's right, I've got to be quiet. Oh, wait, sorry, I'll be really quiet.
So they got up on their tiptoes again and they went tip-toe, tip-tip-toe, tip-toe, tip-tip-toe, tip-toe, tip-tip, slam, bam, boom. Ah, Jude was lying on his back on the beach. It looked like he was sunbathing. And Maya said,
Jude, what are you doing sunbathing? You're not meant to be sunbathing now. We're meant to be sneaking up on the mermaid.
Oh, not sunbathing, said Jude. I tripped over that piece of driftwood.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, said Jude.
And Maya gave him her hand and pulled him up. And the two of them, they started sneaking again.
Tip-toe, tip-tip-toe, tip-toe, tip-toe.
Wow!
Now Jude was hopping around, holding onto his foot.
Ow!
And Maya said, Jude, what's wrong?
It's a grab, it bit my toe. Get it off, get it off, get it off.
You gotta stand still, said Maya. I can't see your foot. So Jude stopped hopping and she looked down at his foot and it's gone, said Maya. You made so much noise, you probably scared it away. You're gonna scare that mermaid away too, Jude.
Shh.
And the two of them went tip-toe, tip-tip-toe, tip-toe, tip-tip-toe. And they snuck right up,
very close to the mermaid. Only she didn't see them because she was counting her treasure.
And all of a sudden, Maya got a tickle up her nose. It was such a big, loud sneeze that the mermaid looked up and she looked around and she grabbed her treasure and it looked like she was going to dive into the water and swim away. And that, well, that would have been the end of the story. That would have been a sad end of the story, huh? But then she looked at the children's faces and look at your friendly faces, so friendly. Who would be frightened of you? And she smiled, but she was a little bit shy because she'd never spoken to any children before. And she hid behind her tail and she peeked over the top and she said,
hello!
And the children, they were a little bit shy too because they'd never met a mermaid before. And they went, kia ora, hi. And the mermaid, she said,
with me?
And the children, they just nodded their heads like this. And then Maya said,
how do you play with mermaids? Oh, it's easy. You just have to do everything that I can do. Can you do this?
And she took her tail and she slapped it on the rocks from side to side.
Slap, 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 slap.
And the children looked on in surprise. They'd never seen a big fishy tail on a person before, and they said,
"Well, that looks like fun, but we don't have tails."
"Oh,"
said the mermaid.
"But can you do this?"
And she dove into the water and she splashed around, flicking the tail and splashing the water everywhere. And then she pulled herself back up onto the rock again.
"Well, yes," said Maya. I'm a pretty good swimmer, but we've promised our parents that we won't swim in the sea unless there's a grown-up watching us."
"Oh,"
said the mermaid.
I know. Can you do this?"
And the mermaid, she patted her head. Who can pat their head like this? Oh, yeah, but then she did something else. She rubbed her tummy. Who can rub their tummy and pat their head at the same time? Oh, Frankie's pretty good at that. Oh, yes, Maya, you're quite good. Oh, you're all pretty good. And the mermaid, she said,
"Oh, you're really good at doing that. Well, I bet you can't do, I bet you can't do this."
And she pulled a very funny face. Okay, and now I need you to show me your funniest face. And when the mermaid saw the funny faces that the children pulled, she went... And she laughed and she laughed and she laughed. And when she finally stopped laughing, she said...
"Funny children. Oh, I like people who can make me laugh. Would you like some of my treasure?"
Maya and Jude, they nodded their heads. Oh, yes, they would like some treasure.
"But if I give you some treasure, you have to promise me that you won't look at it till you get home. Do you promise?"
Children promised. And so the mermaid gave one bag of treasure to Maya and one bag of treasure to Jude.
"All right. Well, you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and don't pick at your treasure until you get home. Bye."
And with that, she flicked her tail and she dove into the ocean and she was gone.
"Wow," said Jude. "We just met a real life mermaid, Maya. That's amazing. Come on, we have to run home so we can look at our treasure."
And so Maya and Jude, they started to run back along the beach. Ran and 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 ran. And soon they were like... Oh, they were so hot and puffed. They had to stop for a rest. And as they sat there on the sand, catching their breath, Jude turned to Maya and said,
"Maya, shall we have a look in our bags? Shall we have a look at the treasure?"
What do you think? Should they look?
"No, we can't look," said Maya. "We can't look because we promised the mermaid that we wouldn't look until we get home."
"Oh, yeah," said Jude. "That's right. I forgot.
Oh, well, we better keep running then."
So they got up again and they went. Run, 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 run. Oh, it was a very hot day. Luckily, Jude had remembered his drink bottle. So Jude had a drink. And went. Do you do burps sometimes, Jude? And then Maya had a drink. And she went.
Uh-oh.
She had the hiccups. And Jude went. Bah! Oh,
ah! Oh, you scared me, said Maya.
"That's what you mean to do when people have the hiccups," said Jude. "Look, now you don't have the hiccups anymore."
"Hey, Maya. Shall we have a look at our treasure?"
"Jude, you know we can't look at the treasure because we are not home yet."
"Yeah, but we're nearly home," said Jude.
"And anyway, that mermaid, she's dived back into the ocean and she won't know if we have just a little peek. Should we just have a little peek?
No, come on, we got to keep running. And so the two of them stood up and they went run, 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 run. Whoops! Oh, wait a minute, said Maya. Her shoe had come off. Jude turned around. What are you doing? My shoe just came off. What did you make your shoe come off for?
I didn't make it come off. It just came off by itself. And anyway, I can put it on really fast. You just have to wait a minute.
And Maya sat down and she was pulling her shoe on. And while she was pulling her shoe on, Jude was squeezing his back. He was poking the bag. Oh, who did this to their presents under the Christmas tree? He was sniffing his bag. Oh, he even had a bit of a chew on it. And Maya looked up. She said, Jude, what are you doing? Take the bag out of your mouth. And Jude said, I'm going to have a look. No, you can't look. We're not home. But Jude couldn't wait anymore. And he opened the bag and he put his hand inside and he pulled out seaweed. Ugh, it's all slimy. That mermaid, she was just a tricky fish. She just played a trick on us. He put seaweed in the bags. It's not treasure. Let's have a look in your bag and see if you've got seaweed too.
No, I'm not looking in my bag until I get home, said Maya.
Huh, said Jude.
Huh,
said Maya. And the two of them, they walked the rest of the way home. And by the time they got home, they were just really, really excited. Because they'd forgotten all about the argument on the beach and they still had one bag that might be filled with mermaid treasure. And they ran into the house and they called, hey, everybody, we just met a mermaid down on the beach and she gave us some treasure. And they sat down on the floor and they untied the bag and they put their hands inside and they pulled out pearls and glistening jewels and a sparkling crown. And a golden ring. Oh, mermaid treasure. And the two of them shared that treasure. Oh, and they decided that maybe it was the best Christmas that they'd ever had on the beach. We hope that something as exciting as meeting a mermaid happens to you this summer. When you're down on the beach. I wonder who would have peeked in their bags.
I would have peeked.
You would have peeked, Bag Lamb.
Me too.
It was too long to wait.
Too long to wait?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what was in the bag.
Oh.
Do you think there was always seaweed in the bag, or do you think it would have stayed as treasure if they waited until I got home?
I don't know. I'm just a storyteller.
Oh, that was a big mystery.
Life is full of big mysteries.
It sure is.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to be part of our podcasts, you can join the Bat Cave or support us by purchasing books and audios from our website, www.imagined-worlds.net.